we listened to the radio or television as we had then. My husband was a BBC engineer, and so we had a TV then. And we just sort of did like everybody else. We listened to the news and cheered and played, and then we all got our coats on and went out. And some of us went up to London and joined the throng, you know, everywhere, people shouting and laughing and cheering, some people in uniform, some in civilian clothes. But it was like most real sort of party days. Everybody was so cheerful and pleasant and happy.
What do you think about during the celebrations every year?
I think about the people who died, the young men, the lovely young men who would go off, fly off on an aeroplane and not come back, their families who were expecting them back and they never came back, daddies who never saw their children or children who didn't see their daddies. It was terrible, absolutely terrible. And I hope and pray to God we never go through a similar thing.
What are you going to be doing for VE Day this year?
As you know, I'm in a residential home, Star and Garter home. So you can be sure it'll be very high-powered, you know, excitement and sadness, really, lots of sadness of the people who aren't here now. And we'll be keeping 2 minutes silence at 11 o'clock. I lived in London. I was a Londoner. And so you can bet your boots that my father was a London fireman and had worked all through the Blitz. And so you can bet your boots that we were all so pleased it was over and out celebrating. You know, some of us went up to London, but it was so crowded and so packed. You couldn't move. And we then sort of moved back to our own region and celebrated more at home, really.
Just one last thing. There are many people nowadays who didn't go through anything like this. Really, it's just something that happened a long way in the past. Is there something you'd like to say to those people on VE Day, something to make them think about?
We all have different experiences in life and we have to get through them one way or another. And we do get through them eventually. The British people are a very close clan and we'll all come back together again. And so, you know, you've got to stick together and work together and keep us all going.
Well, thank you very much for speaking to me, Fleur. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.